A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Yud Gimel, Tainus 13b, pagination, page 26. We're going to be starting from the very top of the page. And our topic is Avelus, mourning, when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in mourning for the loss, the passing of a close relative. So, our Mishnah on the previous page mentioned a number of categories in a very sweeping way. If you want, you're welcome to take a quick glance over here. Yud Beis Amud Beis, 12b, pagination 24, counting down in the medium wide lines, four lines. The Mishnah told us, Asurim, that on these fast days, the people would be forbidden in Malacha, Rechitza, Sicha, Ni'ilas HaSandal, and Tashmish Shamita. That on these fast days, when they were fasting because the rain did not come in a timely fashion, there was a restriction on opening the businesses, bathing, anointing with oils, wearing leather shoes, and intimacy between husband and wife. And those sweeping categories will apply as well in the case of Avelus, even though the reasoning is a little different. But Avelus, cases of mourning, are also going to have these categories. What I'd like to do, though, is clarify regarding two specific leniencies, how they apply and to whom, because, again, sometimes we encounter these restrictions in one context, and while they exist in a different context, they're not necessarily the same. For example, we're dealing over here with Tainus, fast days. We also have cases of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, which are very strict. And the case that we want to focus on over here, to clarify, is case of leniency by mourning a close relative's passing. So let's look over here, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 13b at the top. The Gemara tells us, Ein habogeres rasha'o l'navel es atzma b'mei evel aviha. A girl of marriageable age is not allowed, or not supposed to, make herself objectionable during the time of mourning her father. So Rashi mentions that there are two understandings of what type of mourning we're dealing with. Is it the passing of her father? Or is it that her father is in mourning? Because in the time of the Gemara, it was understood that when the father was in mourning, the children would empathize with his mourning and would include themselves to some degree. It's brought in the Rishonim that that's not our custom, that the father would be mochel and allow his relatives who are not in mourning not to observe, they don't have to observe the mourning, so that, for example, even if the mourner himself is restricted, not allowed to bathe, but his children, the grandchildren of the deceased, would not have such a restriction in our time, the way we practice the laws of mourning. So we could just as easily learn this very simply. She's in mourning for her father's passing. And the rule is, she's not supposed to be menavel herself, make herself look objectionable during the mourning period. At first, the Gemara thinks that that's license for her to bathe. And the Gemara rejects that and says that's not true. you'll see the Gemara's conclusion 5 lines down, Akichol ve'apirchus. It's referring to cosmetics, that a girl of marriageable age is allowed to apply cosmetics during Shiva so that she should not look objectionable, being that she's available for marriage. We don't want the people who encounter her to think of her as ugly in such a negative light. So obviously this would be done with discretion, but at least it's not a hard and fast restriction. Obviously she wouldn't douse herself up with makeup, but if she feels the need to freshen up, she would be allowed to. Rashi makes an interesting comment. Rashi says, Ketana eina chayeves velo klum. If the girl is under bas mitzvah age, so we're not discussing her because she's not really included in the laws of mourning in a strict sense. And if she's a naira, if she's above bas mitzvah but not of marriageable age, so then she's going to be obligated in the laws of Avelus. This leniency is being given specifically for a girl of marriageable age. So that's one leniency in the laws of Avelus that it's important to appreciate, and to appreciate the sensitivity that we have that a girl of marriageable age should look presentable. A second leniency that we have regarding the laws of Avelus, and this is helpful in appreciating that not all restrictions, even if they're the same word, no bathing, for example, not all restrictions of no bathing are created equal. If you take a look at the Gemara at the end of a line about midway on the page, the Gemara says, V'hilchasa ovil. That's the end of the line. So the Gemara is telling us, V'hilchasa, the law is, ovil osur lirchotz kol gufo. A mourner is not allowed to bathe his entire body, bein bechamin, bein betzonin, whether it's hot or cold. He's not allowed to take a cold shower either. Kol shiva, the entire 7 days. When on occasion we allow washing because the person feels really dirty, etc., particularly before Shabbos, the person needs to freshen up, so we don't allow it as a violation of this. Just go bathe, no problem. But we do allow, for example, a washcloth to be used to wash the person. The person should be able to wash themselves according to what's dirty. Our Gemara is not referring to what's dirty. Our Gemara is referring to general freshening up. And even if it's not classified as dirty, dirty, you're allowed to wash what's dirty. But if something is just bathable, I'd like to be able to bathe, so that's restricted during Shiva. The statement, however, continues and says, Avoponov Yodov Viraglov, person's face, hands, and feet. Talking about a mourner, Bechamin osur, in warm water, it's forbidden. Bitzonein mutter, but if it's cold water, it's permitted. And this is in great contrast to the laws of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, where on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, bathing, washing, even in cold water, is forbidden. The only time that we wash Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is if something's considered dirty. So that, for example, when we wake up in the morning and we have such a halacha that you have to wash, so then the person washes. If a person, for some reason, needs to eat bread on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, based on health reasons, so if it's a danger to life and they're going to be washing, they're going to be eating bread on Yom Kippur, so then they would wash. Minimal washing, there is such a thing, but that's again because it's a halacha dictating it's considered dirty. Likewise, if the hands are truly dirty or after use of the bathroom, that washing is because it's considered dirty. But if a person just wanted to wash their hands to freshen up, to cool down, because it's pleasurable or something like that, so then on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, even the smallest amount of the body, even bitzonin in cold water, is restricted. Let's review again the leniency that we're talking about here. Ovel, the mourner, Rachmana Litzlan, Panov Yodov Viraglov, his face, hands and feet, would be permitted to be washed in cold water. Feet, I don't know if that's a big application, but certainly one's face, that it's not restricted the way it is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. If a person wants to splash their face with cold water, they would be permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.